Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in about 5-10 minutes, we're going to have KRS-One on, a pioneering Bronx-based hip-hop group with a socially conscious message. Boogie Down Productions is the hip-hop vehicle of rapper Chris KRS-One Parker. Parker originally formed the group with DJ Scott LaRock, who was gunned down in 87 while trying to break up a street fight and help spark KRS-One's ambitious anti-violence crusade, which he's traveling around the country right now speaking to the youth. But it was BDP's productions blend of hip-hop with reggae, dance, and rock influences that set the group apart from other message-oriented rappers, as well as KSR-One's dexterous verbosity and blunt beat sense. Growing up poor in Brooklyn in the Bronx, Chris Parker was introduced to rap music through his mother's collection of discs, including some by the Treacherous Three and Grandmaster Flash. Parker ran away from home at 13, began living on the streets during that day. He would read about philosophy and religion at the library, and at night he'd practice rapping at the homeless shelters where he lived. At age 17, he got his GED while staying in the Franklin Armory shelter in the Bronx. Parker met social worker Scott Sterling, known on weekends as DJ Scott LaRock. The two formed BDP and released Criminal Minded on the independent B-Boy label in 87. The album Smooth Grooves and Hard Rhythm foreshadowed gangster rap. In August of that year, LaRock was murdered. Parker kept going with his brother Kenny, releasing By All Means Necessary, number 75 pop, number 18 R&B, 1988. The following year, the album introduced the rapper's style of rap and songs like My Philosophy and Stop the Violence, the latter of which Parker turned into the movement in 1989 to help curb black-on-black violence. BDP's albums sold relatively well, and it goes on with just scores of albums, millions and millions sold, and just one of the icons out there of hip-hop and speaking out for 9/11 Truth and a lot of other issues. So that's why we're going to be having him on the show today. After he leaves us, we have another guest coming on the show dealing with how the government and private institutions are going to sue people on behalf of animals. And it sounds like it's for the touchy-feely little furry bunny rabbits and things. Nothing to do with that. It's about coming in, taking people's property or shutting down people's companies and saying, or taxing them or fining them or feeing them and saying, oh, because you hurt the animals. And they say the government will speak for those animals. Something, again, that sounds good, but that is a great tyranny. Just like they're going to use the polar bears, claiming they're endangered when they're not. They're at record numbers, 40-plus thousand of them just in the northern hemisphere. Just in the western part of the northern hemisphere. There's even more over in northern Russia and places. And they're just totally hyping this up so they can then regulate, take land, control who gets to build. But then the big corporations, they always get the waiver. They're always left alone and allowed to go forward with that. Also coming up, Obama officially orders Gitmo closure. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed an official order for the Guantanamo Bay detention facility to be closed within the next year. The newly inaugurated U.S. president inked three new executive orders earlier on Thursday, one of which requires the infamous Cuba-based prison be shut down within the next year. The move comes on the second full day of Obama serving in the White House, and on the heels of his promise to take a practical, pragmatic approach to foreign policy. The orders will also shut down CIA detention centers worldwide, as well as establish an interagency task force and procedure to decide on how to go forward with the detainees. All U.S. interrogators will be required to adhere to the rules set forth by the Army Field Manual, which is what we've been hearing for 3-4 years. That's the same thing. They claim they're adhering to the Army Field Manual. And if you read the fine print, they say they're going to keep Guantanamo open for a year and then move people to other bases and other camps. So the good news is the people have rejected these secret death camps and secret torture centers, and so the establishment's having to claim that they're reversing. But the sad part is that it appears they're not going to reverse any of it. Stay with us.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, to the bottom of the hour, KRS-One is our guest. He's on a Texas tour. And coming up a little while, he's in North Texas, going to be speaking to a group of high schoolers about how horrible the shoot-em-up culture is that we have. Not just with black youth, but Hispanic, whites. It's happening in rural areas. He really speaks out against all the gangster rap, go out and kill each other, go out, deal drugs, all of that. And he has really turned millions of people away from that. But he's a pioneering hip-hopper, sold millions and millions of records. In August of 1987, his partner, LaRock, was murdered, and that's what got him going on a Stop the Violence movement that went nationwide in 1989. And again, so this is the good hip-hop. This is the stuff that's really uplifting. And he just does an amazing job. He's also involved with 9/11 Truth, and he's anti-war. And we're just really excited to have KRS-One on the show with us. It's great to have you, sir.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Tell us what you're doing in Texas right now.
Well, you could tell by my voice. Last night we were in Dallas screaming at the audience to stop the violence. And it's funny because people don't seem to act until you act. And this is why we're here, to cause peace. So, we did a community college yesterday where we discussed violence and discussed the role of violence in society, meaning that nature, we discussed at the college that nature is violent. And really, violence is sort of like morality that it is very selective when it comes to your society. Like, you have natural violence, but then we're supposed to have civilization where we rise above the natural state of humanity, really, and kind of get along with one another, if I may use a better term. You know, just be civilized if you can. Try to love one another. Try to respect one another. You know, this kind of thing. But if your leaders are pushing violence, if all you see on television is this is the way you're going to solve a problem, bash the guy's head in, and even verbally to say, well, you got to get a little aggressive with your voice. Everything that points to aggression later on in life points to stress, points to anxiety, and most important, guilt. And so we were trying to tell the kids yesterday, which many of them totally understood what was going on. We said, look, Stanford University says that violence is caused in society by illiteracy. Like, if you can't read, you know, you express yourself physically. Now, I don't know if I agree with that totally, but I'm just citing the study. The United Nations points out that poverty is the cause of violence. If you don't have enough to eat, nothing on your back, nothing over your head, you're quicker to lash out at somebody.
KRS, the Pentagon has done studies in the 40s, 50s, right through to today, that within 4 days of no food or water, most people start stealing. Within 10 to 15, 90-plus percent of people start murdering for food. So that's just a fact.
Wow, you just added to my lexicon of truth here. Wow, really? 4 days?
Absolutely. And then over 90% will start killing after 10 to 15, depending on where they did the study.
You know, this is important for leadership because in a lot of ways our society is kept deprived so that these violent acts can continue. And people make money on violence, which was my last point, which I think resonates well with young people. You know, young people don't want to be slaves, simple and plain. And when you point out that, you know, if you can't control yourself or at least find another way to resolve conflict, you know, you're playing into that game, that prison industrial complex.
Now, you've discovered the same thing that I've discovered, but you articulate it simpler and in a better, succinct way than I do, that I found that if you tell young people, you know, don't go out and fight, don't go out and do drugs, don't go, you know, that's for older people or you'll get in trouble, they'll still go do it. But if you explain to them that this is a system and that the system wants them to get in trouble and wants to get them in the system and that they win by being professional, by doing well in life, as the French say, best revenge is living well, that they win, then, I mean, that's one of the things I like about the black Muslim movement. I have some criticisms as well, but, I mean, overall, they have that message, and it has really been successful for a lot of folks.
Yeah, and the point is that our children are not stupid. Our young people are not stupid. If you explain that this is all part of a plan to keep you subordinate to commercial interests, your little act of violence is a ticket for you to now become part of the problem, really, on a social level.
That's what you said. It's what you said. I mean, it's the new slavery. They want to institutionalize you, get you on welfare, get you in prison, get you in the psychiatric system, get you in debt.
Yeah, get you in debt, more importantly, by telling you, you know, well, not even by telling you, but, well, wow, you just pointed up interesting. In the courts, when you are, I guess, given justice, as we may call it that, they say you're paying your debt to society. And this is very important, paying your debt. What debt? What debt do you incur? You know, what did you get for free, you know, that you now have to pay for? What did you, you know, invest in to cause you now to have debt? And the issue is that once you explain that to our children, you say, you are being suckered. They rise right up and say, oh, hey, now I get it. You know, peace is a revolutionary strategy as opposed to something to attain.
Man, that's beautiful. And they also sell being warlike and getting in fights in the media, but then they put you in jail when you do it as strength. But it takes more strength to learn to control yourself and not be fooled.
Right. And this is what Dr. King taught, a restraint, self-restraint in the face of injustice. If you join in on the injustice, you weaken your argument, you weaken yourself. But if you can stand up to it and show the hypocrisy by being the victim of injustice, if you can withstand it, if you have the strength, the courage to withstand it, it always shows itself to be hypocritical. And no matter how powerful the opposition would be, they fall. They fall, as we've just seen Bush fly away. Wow.
Shifting gears, the limited time we have with you, I can't wait till next time you're in Texas. You can come in studio here. 9/11 truth, the New World Order, eugenics, all the things that are going on. I know you're aware of a lot of that. Give us your bottom line take on that.
You know, not to get into any Obama bashing, on these glorious happy days for African Americans.
Really, you're welcome. I mean, you're welcome to say whatever you say. I mean, sure.
Here you go. But you know what? I will be truthful. And what I one of the things I point out is that, you know, the New World Order has no color, no race, no face.
Yes.
It's an ideology. And just because we have an African-American president, does this now make us more palatable to the agendas of a new world order, a new world system, the whole world working? Does just because we have an African-American president, does that erase the agenda that we already know is underway? And this is something that I speak about often when you talk about New World Order. You know, as we cheer Obama on, as we hope for a new world, and underline that, we hope for a new world, there are those who are saying, yes, we're willing to give you that new world. You know, we're not going to get our New World Order with this guy who looks like this or may come from this background, because it's all cosmetic. So why don't we take away this color or culture, background, ethnicity, rhetoric, and let's give you the rhetoric, the color, the guy you like. So that,
you know what, KRS, stay there. I told him to play this song, but go ahead and cut it. We're going to come back with that. I don't want to interrupt you.
Wow.
I don't want to interrupt you. Start over. This is, in fact, let's skip this break, John. Let's skip this break at PrisonPlanet.tv because I want to skip this break right now. Start over because this is such an important point. Again, the way you boil it down, it would take me an hour to explain this, is that I'm happy we've got an African-American president. That's great because I want everybody to live in peace. And yeah, but, I mean, but I wish that he wasn't a globalist. I wish I knew, because I've studied it, that it wasn't a deception. I wish that that in the end it's going to turn people against each other, because he's going to be able to ram through the New World Order agenda, and now when I oppose it, people are going to think I don't like him because he's black.
Right. And this is what African Americans, if you're listening right now to this show, we can't get caught up in this. Truth has to be the new agenda for why you argue. Truth. 9/11 truth. Truth. If you got information, if you know what's going on, you can't deny the truth. And as much as I appreciate just the fact that I know my elders and ancestors wished for this day, they wished for an African-American president. But then when you ask my people, but why do you want an African-American president? What do you think an African-American president is going to do different than any other ethnic group that becomes president? What do you think? We all become stumped at that point. You know, we all start talking about just this blind loyal sovereignty, which is what I'm pretty much concerned with, which is what my point is. This blind loyalty, or just because he's African American, he's not to be scrutinized or to be linked really with that global agenda. So, you know, once we, you know, we cheer him on, we respect, we're proud, we're this, we're that. We all talking about getting back to work and rolling our sleeves up, and we got work to do in America. But what work are you doing?
Exactly. Notice there's no specifics in what he says, but when you look at what he's really saying, a domestic 18 to 24 military boot camp to serve the government, and he says, I want a new world order, and all of his advisors are involved in eugenics. And then he, the, one of the first things he does is fund abortions and the whole UN agenda, which we know is euthanasia, and so much more in Africa, in China. I mean, that's the thing. A year ago when Obama said, I'm going to end the warrantless wiretapping, I'm going to get us out of the war, I went on air and said, okay, if he doesn't bait and switch, I like Barack Obama. But then automatically he started turning up. And again, he's well-spoken. He's charismatic. He isn't this little devilish creature, Bush, who's arrogant. I mean, he comes off really slick. But, I mean, that's what's so scary is that I know it's a giant New World Order psyop because he says, everybody get behind me. I'll make it better. You know, I'll fix it all. Meanwhile, the banker bailout is $8.5 trillion and growing by offshore banks, which we're going to have to pay back in taxes. It's the total New World Order takeover. I mean, can you specifically speak to what you were starting to get into earlier when we almost got cut off there with the break coming in that I ended? I mean, specifically, if you had 1 minute to warn Americans, not just black Americans, to not hate Obama, but to just don't suspend disbelief. Don't mindlessly turn yourself over to him, because we saw that with Hitler, Stalin, Mao, and others. I mean, every time in history we see people just mindlessly get behind something, it normally turns bad.
You actually summed it up right there. That mindless loyalty is really, and that's beyond African Americans. I mean, I would respectfully start with African Americans, because this is how the issue is being played out, that this is our president, that this is our victory, that somehow we are to be ecstatic because it's an African American president. And in a cosmetic sense, I can join in on that rhetoric, but in a truthful sense, in a scholarly sense, even in a godly sense, it's not about the president at all. Give you an example. Everyone's putting the economy on Barack Obama and saying, you know, he has a plan for the economy, and he's going to do this for the economy. And, well, what is your plan, President Obama, for the economy? Not realizing that the economy has nothing to do with him.
It's run by offshore. It's run by offshore private banks. And, I mean, that's the thing.
Right.
Is that he's this big diversion and big distraction when he is a puppet, just like Bush was a puppet. If he tries to become a real president, it's what Hugo Chavez said last week, they'll do what they did to Kennedy.
Exactly, and Martin and all the others. Now, here's the point. If he tries to be a president for the people for real, he's going to have to go against the corporate structure that actually holds the country together, that actually put him in office. There was arguments that Hillary Clinton made in the campaign, which I find ridiculous. I mean, not her statements, but the fact that in politics, you argue with each other, you pull out everyone's faults. He ain't this, she ain't that, you did this, you said that. Then whoever wins, you kind of push all that to the side and say, well, now we have to support this guy here, and this is what it is. The president is like the manager of Burger King. You know, you only, when your fries are cold, when your hamburger isn't done right, you go to the manager and you say, my fries are cold, I want a new hamburger, give me my money back. And the manager is there specifically to deal with your gripes. But you never get to speak to the franchise owner of Burger King. You never get to speak to the ones that really run the show. And this is the part right here that, and you said, if I have 1 minute, we kind of went over that. If there was one warning to give, it is do not mindlessly follow anyone. No one is worthy of government being your own law unto yourself, being independent. See, when this idea of supporting a president the way we are doing it, when I say we, meaning African Americans in particular, is taking away our independence, our independent thought. Are we going to check this guy for real? For real? Are we just going to go along with the, you know, oh, it's, you know, the dollar is sinking, and you know they want to make Mexico, America, and Canada one thing, so to speak. What is going to happen to the United States? Because when you have this much debt, the only way out of it is either to enslave the people or the people go to war against their debtors. And this, too, was American. As they got the country started.
And that's why they're moving in the troops in NORTHCOM, because they know what they're about to do to us. Our only normal response would be to physically fight back. And listen, sir, I know you've got to go speak to that high school. I'm not limiting you. If you want to hold till 40 after, we can do it, but I know you've got to get in the car and go over and speak to that group. We'll do whatever you need to. But here's the big point, my big fear. I would love a patriotic, anti-New World Order, constitutionalist black president. I would bow down and kiss his feet. And I see the trap here. In the end, when everything falls apart, and it doesn't work because it's designed not to, Obama's going to get blamed for everything, and then that's going to really destroy black and white relations, which in my life I've seen getting really good. And this whole thing's going to turn into a nightmare. And I know the New World Order is fundamentally racist and really does hate black people for my study. And I believe this is a trap. I believe this is the ultimate suckering.
Not only can I take that in as advice, but you are absolutely correct, because what we got to look at is something is being set up. I mean, do you really think that the order of the world, which is really to just take resources, keep people stupid, turn us into batteries, so to speak, if this that agenda, how can that agenda just go away with a new president? Either we're talking real war in the future, like civil war here in the country in the future, or we're talking about, again, a few of us having knowledge and having freedom. Because that's really what knowledge is, really what freedom is knowledge. When you're aware, and they know you're aware, they really can't do much to you, even to the point of murder or, trying to incarcerate you illegally. If you walk with the truth, if you have awareness, if you're one of the people like yourself, Mr. Jones, putting truth out there, making people think you're the one that they fear. And let me tell you, power only respects power. It only respects fear. It respects its own fears. It's not like what people think, oh man, these people fear me, so they're going to kill me. No, it's if you don't, if you're going along with it like sheep, you're going to the slaughter.
Exactly. I've noticed the opposite. When you actually have a little bit of power, they respect you and smile at you and fear you. It's when you grovel to them.
It's when you grovel. When you grovel, that's when your head gets chopped off. But if you stand on your feet and say, no, I'm prepared to go against you, even if you're not, even if you know you're up against a force that you can't win, if you stand up to it, 9 times out of 10, it collapses, because their power is artificial, fake, and it's all about your compliance to their authority.
So all right, KRS-One. We've got to take this break. I skipped the last one. Can you do 10 more minutes, or can you come back?
10 more minutes. Come on.
All right, you're the best. I know you got to go speak to those young people, and that's so important. I wish we would have gotten things worked out and gotten you in studio, but God bless you and your team for reaching out to us, because we're big fans of you as well. KRS-One is our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president.
The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Folks, but they ran out of time getting down here. They're up by Dallas right now, but he's coming into Austin for an event tomorrow, and he just brought up to me during the break. He said, aren't I coming into the studio to tape something? So sometime tomorrow, we're going to get him here in the studio. We're going to tape an hour-long interview, and then we'll air it live at PrisonPlanet.tv during the live radio show sometime next week. And I was just talking about Obama during the break, and he was saying, Alex, you know, you're talking about how he's slicker. You know, he's nicer. He doesn't just come off like a devil. I mean, Bush really comes off like a devil, looks like a devil. The way he'd do that demonic smile, like a gremlin or something. And then KSR-1 had something important to say about that. So, KSR-1, say that in your own words.
You know, the point was that I was mentioning what you were saying was that Bush was more arrogant with his presentation, which is what pissed people off. It was the arrogance. It was, you know, we're going to do it in your face. You know, what was it? Bring it on. That attitude that pissed people off. But I was alluding to the fact that the devil is really the guy you like. Bush does look a little demonic there or sound such, but really, when you study the devil, Satan, it's the palatableness. It's all right. It's, I'm here for you. You know, you don't get nothing out of people telling them, look, I got these chains for you, and you better do what I say, or you're going to get in these chains. Oh, people are quick to rise up on that and say, no, this is not, I'm not going in no chains, and that's why, you know, Bush kind of embarrassed himself and his family in the entire world, which I'm going to get to as well, because it's a controversial thing here. But yeah, the devil is palatable. It's very understanding of your problems. Very approachable. It's God that is in the dark, scary places that requires not hope, but courage. Courage. Hope is for powerless people. And this was something that Obama ran on, and yes, me, I'm a philosopher, no doubt. Hope, I know the
well, this is a false hope. I mean, this is a false hope. This is a counterfeit of hope. And they say the road to hell is wide. It's paved.
Right.
About the road of the truth. It isn't easy. It's painful. It's hard. I mean, I want to believe Obama's going to fix it. I want to believe my children's future is okay. I want to believe we're turning the tide. And we are in a way that they're having to give us somebody this slick who says a lot of what we want to hear, but then baits and switches.
See, to me, that's the bigger deception. That's the bigger deception right there. And now, let me raise this point about the world and global. With one presidency, okay, this Barack Obama presidency, with one presidency, the entire world is now ready for the New World Order. The world is ready. Everyone's cheering him on, not just the United States, but everybody is cheering him on. And this could be a good thing only if he stands with the people. And I don't know, as a presidency, this is where I will yield in my point. I will stop here and yield in my point and say that time will tell. We don't, every time we get a president, we don't like them in 4 years, no matter who they are, unless they pay us. Now, if you are getting paid, and you got a bigger car, you put another room on the house, the New World Order is good for you. It's nice. It feels good. In fact, you don't care. Go back to Nazi Germany. You can actually see people getting marched off in railway cars, but because it's not affecting you, and you know, you're doing pretty well, you kind of allow it. So over the next 4 years, you know, I'm not into bashing any president. When George Bush was in office, I warned my people against pointing fingers at him and not being able to govern your own house, not being able to respect your own leaders. I mean, black people are selling crack cocaine on Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard. I speak against that as well. You want to praise Dr. King one breath, but then you walk down the very street complying with what killed him. And so, really, this is about a people change. This is about, you know, the world should unite, but it should unite against that mindless globalization. The world is already united. You know, there's a new world order because there is already a true world order. And you can't have an agenda where people say, we're going to put together a new world order. Well, then what is the old world order? What is the original world order? What is this new world order?
Well, that's really the old world order is tyranny, and they're trying to sound like they're the new high-tech thing so that they're claiming that all they've already done wasn't done by them. And in that is the crux of everything.
Right.
We have Barack Obama, and he's coming in, and he's a globalist. He's got all these globalist handlers. He's going along with a total banker takeover as they set up this new world bank that has bankrupted us by design in their own documents to get control. And he's claiming he's going to fight all that, but then with the other hand, he's actually bringing that in as the front man. What are people going to do? Because I know they're going to carry him out. I know he's going to betray people, but then try to put a spin on it and make them love their servitude, love their slavery. That's why I keep saying this is going to be painful. This is going to get hurt. Just do what I say. So they're trying to make the people love their loss of standard of living. They're trying to make being slaves be a good thing in the new change because we all feel good as we go off to be basically euthanized.
You know, this is, it's time to wake up, for real, it's time to wake up, and wake up in such a way that it's really about preparation as well. More people need to speak up and start scrutinizing, because even he said something which I'd like to hold our president to, which is, he said to other nations, your people will judge you not by what you destroy, but by what you can build.
Yes.
Now, I'd like to see what that really means here at home. What you can destroy versus what you can build. What are you going to build? What new thing are you going to build here? And I think he's not held to that standard, because we're so mesmerized, we're so hypnotized by the fact that this historical event has gone down. I'll say this last thing here. You know, one thing I notice over history is that just because you have a black manager, and notice the word manager, when the cities were really powerful, they didn't allow black people to run those cities. It's when the city fell, then you get a black mayor. It's when the states were powerful, you couldn't get a black statesman, a senator. It's when the state falls or has no more power, you can get a governor, a senator, etc. Now America has a black president. We have over 200 black mayors. Look at our cities. We have black leadership all over the world, really, if you just go by color. People of color are in offices all over the world, running countries. Look at the state of the world.
Well, my God, this is Veritas. This is a new thought. I just realized this. America's totally bankrupt in the New World Order. We're essentially destroyed. We're already in the North American Union. Those documents have been declassified. Yep. The public doesn't know. And so absolutely, you go to Bilderberg, except for Vernon Jordan, it's all white people. They're totally racist in their own writings. And so now it's like a joke on America. They give us a messianic, slick, intelligent black guy to lead us, and it's a joke on him and the American people and black folks, because America has basically fallen.
It has fallen already, and a black president in a racist global ideology tells you right there what the state of the country is in. Look at the mayors, and you'll see. Well, let me not go that far and prophesy, but I will say that we have precedents for this. We have precedents. When a state, city, or nation has already been bought and sold, the black man is put there to now run it. And this is the other side of the argument. The other side of the argument is that maybe Barack Obama is not really part of the New World Order. Maybe he's not really part of the globalization and got to just go along with it because it's just a job. One of the things I've criticized my people about is that, I'm just doing my job attitude, that you're willing to deny truth as long as you can get what you want. In that sense, maybe Barack Obama is ignorant. If we could even swallow that.
He's too smart. I don't want to believe it.
I don't want to believe it. But
The guy radiates intelligence. The guy's totally slick. He never messes up his lines. He's very well spoken. I mean, no, look. Bottom line, sir, fire out the website. And we're going to have you in studio tomorrow. That's awesome. I'm very excited. We'll call you and set that up. Tell us about your websites, both for your music and for your social movement against violence.
You know, this is the key to what I call my strategy, what I can do in society. We have a movement called Stop the Violence. And this movement started in 1989. And one thing we talked about is that power respects power. You know, when I put out the Stop the Violence movement, well, before that, my first record was called Criminal Minded. And when we put that record out, we were played everywhere. My image at the time was that street criminal image. You can go back and listen to it. But in that image, and it was in while I was doing Criminal Minded, I said, but I'm a teacher, and I'm coming here to show you. I'm putting these clothes on because these are the clothes you respect. You respect murder, deceit, crime. Like, put that cloak on so that you can hear what I've got to say. When I gathered my audience of 3 million, which is what the record sold, I quickly put out the Stop the Violence movement afterwards, and it worked. It worked. People in my community, not everyone, but people at least had a choice. They had an alternative. They had some other awareness that they can link their emotions to. And it worked. 20 years later, we're still plagued with violence. Violence is not going to leave humanity or the human experience.
But it's not as bad as it was statistically, especially in inner cities. And I think a lot of it is because of you, and that is just such important work. Can you fire out the website? We'll put it on screen for folks.
Wow. First of all, let me pause for a minute. It's just, well, you just hit my heart right there. Wow, I appreciate that.
Well, it's true.
Website, STVSITE.org. STVSITE.org. But we advise people, use the website only for information, to get information as well. If you really want to talk, come and see us face to face. We have meetings often. You can find out what's going on, as well. Get back to using your human skills. Technology is the weapon of the new world order. We got to learn how to communicate with one another once again. Talk
STV,
to one another.
STVsite.com. And what about the music site?
No, that's it. That's it. My music is out there. Just Google KRS-One and everything comes up. You know, you can find my music everywhere.
Are you kidding? Most of my office are huge fans.
you can get it on Alex Jones. We should work something out there to support your movement as well, our movement, through your voice, I should say. Yeah, we should. Maybe I will come there and drop some CDs and DVDs off, and not so much for sale, but for giveaways online, on the air.
Well, we've got your website up on screen, Stop the Violence site, Stop the Violence site. STVsite.org, STVsite.org. And where are you going to be tomorrow night in Austin?
We the club name escapes me right now while they're knocking on my door right now. The club name escapes me. We're somewhere. I can't even remember right now.
Folks can Google KSR1 in Austin, Texas. They will find it, KRS1.
Yep.
Thank you so much for joining us, and I can't wait to have you in studio tomorrow, sir.
Alex, hip-hop stands with you. Straight up, let me say that. We stand with you. And when it's time to get on the front line, you're going to look to your right and your left, and I hope I'm right there with you.
Well, the Info Warriors, the We Are Changers, the 9/11 Truthers, the Lovers of Liberty Everywhere, stay with you, my friend, and I'll call you this afternoon and give you the address, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
We're going to get on that right now.
God bless you.
Peace.
There he goes, KRS-One, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize to my next guest backing him. We're only going to have him for about 10 minutes if he's even still there. I don't normally make a guest hold, but that was so wild and interesting and powerful information. A great article in the Register I saw, Talking Pets, Obama's Guru Wants Animals to Sue You, and he's Andrew Orlunsky. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And Andrew, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Good, good. I want to have you back for a full hour sometime, and I really want to pitch all the great stuff you're doing. And I apologize to you. You're also an author. Briefly, then we're going to go to break and come back in the last 5 minutes.
Sure.
Tell us about Obama's new appointment, who he's moving forward with.
This is Cass Sunstein, and I think he's the regulatory czar, which I can guess that we're going to be getting more regulations and not fewer regulations. He wrote an article about 6 years ago saying that animals should be able to sue us. They should bring class action suits with lawyers like Cass, I guess, speaking on the animals' behalf.
It's amazing. And again, they could care less about the animals. This is you really sum it up. This is a cold-blooded way for groups of people to overturn democracy, saying, well, there's a small group of us, but we represent the cockroaches, and now we outnumber you.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the surface of it, it's a pretty funny story. I mean, Cass here says we've got to ban all kinds of things, including hunting, which, you know, that ain't going to happen. But there's also this movie. To me, it's really kind of strange because it gives you in his head, there's a very idealized version of what animals are. And we all think, you know, we should treat animals well. But there's a very idealized version of what animals are. And it kind of diminishes the idea of what humans are and what we can do, I think.
If you don't kill rats, they take your house over.
Well, that's right. when you kind of fight these things through the courts, this is what struck me as odd. And we're getting more of it in Europe, I think, more and more, is when lawyers kind of speak on behalf of us, you eventually replace democracy with something where a bunch of eggheads, you know, gradually speaking a language.
Break it down for us. Break it down for us. We got a break.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking down the financial news, world news. Obama's cruel host claiming he's shutting down Guantanamo. Yeah, they're just moving him somewhere else. We had KRS-One on with us. Just an amazing interview there. And right now, we've got him for another 10 minutes, and I apologize, we got him on late, Andrew Orlowski. And he's a writer for the Register and a lot of other big publications over in England and around Europe. You can just Google his name and find out more about his writing. Okay, I mean, break down what's happening, what's really behind this, and then let's expand into your criticism of the climate change crowd. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is to be honest, I'd love to hear what your listeners make of this attempt to kind of be ventriloquists in the law courts on behalf of animals. I find it a little creepy in a couple of respects. As I said, it kind of diminishes the idea of what humans are once you start idealizing animals. And I went over to the Pet Society this week, and they've got a campaign to get everybody to call fish sea kittens. Now, I just find that's pretty
it's re-education, it's mind control, but not because they want to treat animals better, and you break this down, it's so the bureaucracy can outvote the people. Explain that.
Well, I think with guys like Cass Sunstein, I don't think they're bad people, but the only way they think is they naturally think of regulations as a way of prohibiting people from doing something they don't like. And I lived in the States for a few years. Coming back to Britain, you have a party in power which has kind of given up on politics. It doesn't know what it's doing, so it regulates. We have a weird, peculiar problem. Two-thirds of the legislation, the regulations that are passed in Britain, are never put before Parliament. Some bureaucrat stuffs them out somewhere they're called control orders, ministerial orders. So people don't discover them for years.
Well, you remember the case in New York about 12 years ago where the rat was eating the guy's tomatoes, so he beat it to death and they arrested him?
Ah, no. Well, I mean, this just gives, you know, law enforcement and bureaucrats something to do, I think. It's crazy.
But, I mean, this shows us where Obama's coming from, though, that this is the guy he's going to put in charge of regulations.
Well, I don't know. Obama seems like your previous distinguished guest KRS-One said. Obama's a pretty smart guy. I think with issues like this, and maybe even with climate change, he knows these are stinking policies. Everybody's going to hate. I think he's going to keep a real big distance from it.
But the point is that this is the mindset of the people that he's bringing in.
Yeah, how do you say it? They're legalistic. They kind of, they're the guys who would argue how many angels will be on a pin, but they won't know what a pin's for. You know, they're really kind of, it's like a different cast of people. And I come across this all the time. I think this is a curse of being a constitutional lawyer. I guess you spend 20 or 30 years in academia debating really abstract things, and the law just becomes an instrument of achieving political success. It becomes a shortcut. Now, to me, that kind of diminishes the idea of democracy. Hey, if you've got a good idea, put it out to the people, treat people intelligently, and, use the democratic route.
Well, what about the United States, where they're using the Patriot Act on thousands of non-terror-related cases, including a woman spilling her Bloody Mary?
Well, I missed that story. What happened there?
She was on the airplane. The kids knocked it over. She spatted one of them on the leg. And then it said in the L.A. Times, it said, not even cussing, but arguing is an act of terrorism. And so she's now been charged with terrorism under the USA Patriot Act and isn't being given due process.
Jeez. Well, I've got a funny little detail for you. The Metropolitan Police have defined one of the functions of protecting the public from terrorism.
Well, stay there. Let's hear about it in 1 minute. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.